Joe, a disappointing way to end your away campaign, as it were. But first half hour today, I thought you were pretty good.
Yeah, we dominated the game for large spells today. You know, played some nice football. I think maybe a bit more freedom away from home. You know, like I say, nice football, moving it around. But when we were on top of the game, we didn't take chances, and that is so important. That's cost us a lot this season. You know, teams are professional. They can, you know, they fight it out, keep the clean sheet, and then they'll score from a set piece or something like they did today. And you know, it's cost us a lot this season. So, very disappointing result today.
Yes, was it one of those where once they, with them needing it more than you, I guess once they went in front, they would do all they could to see that game out?
Yeah, possibly. I think, you know, obviously we can't make the playoffs, but we need to win as much as they do. We're right down the wrong end of the table. I know we're safe, but we should never be in the position we are at the moment. There's three or four games this season you could easily point to and say that we should have come away with more points than we've had done. So we need to win as much as they do. And, you know, to concede a sloppy goal from a set piece like we did is really disappointing. But, you know, that's what happens.
Because that did change the game. Well, that changed the game. And I also felt the substitution they made as well when they brought on Jerry McDonough gave you guys at the back something different to think about, a second man up there. But they seemed to change their approach as well. And that, for me, sort of, I felt changed the pattern of the game as well.
Yeah, I think we had a bit more time on the ball at the back with just the one striker up top. So, yeah, they've put two up top and maybe closed us down a bit more and forced us to go a bit longer. And, yeah, it did change it a little bit. But, you know, we should have adapted to the game.
How do you feel the season's gone for you as a whole? Obviously, big moment for you signing a new contract, gives that security as well, but also shows, you know, the club's tying players down for longer deals, so you've got more of some more continuity. But obviously, affected by injury again, unfortunately, but you're obviously finishing the season strongly.
Yeah, better than last season, obviously. You know, I played, in fairness, quite a large amount of games. I did have a little knee injury in October time, but I think I've played over 30 league games this season, so I'm quite pleased with that. Ideally we'd be higher up the league, you know. It's on a personal level, it's nice to play a lot of games, but you don't want to be finishing where we have done this year.
Yes, because there were maybe at that stage, maybe back in January, probably looking up at the playoffs, I think you had a game or two in hand, but then I don't know, something went a bit wrong. That game at Notts County, I always point out that you lost to them and it's not quite been the same since.
Yeah, I mean, middle part of the season, I think we were okay. We picked up some good results, some wins. I think our home form was pretty good in the middle part of the season. But it's just tailed off. I can't really put my finger on why. So yeah, it's disappointing.